Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Joost reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joost scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Joost applying the tag. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Vico moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vico moves to third. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vico scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to second. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. 1 out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Barry moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry scores. Mullen moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Mullen reaches third base with a triple. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Evers reaches second base with a double. Mullen scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to third. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to home to get Evers. Wirtz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Mayo moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski moves to third. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 2 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell pinch hits for Bob Swift. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Al Benton now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon pinch runs for Eddie Mayo. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Lapon moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lapon moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lapon scores. Mullen scores. Evers moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Eddie Lake. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Wirtz moves to third. Vico moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.